What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, you are so needy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. All right, so I got asked the other day, you know, if you've been following the podcast for any amount of time right now, you have been likely hearing, I've been talking a lot about influence and, you know, increasing your sales skills and that kind of stuff. And I've actually been having these conversations with my coaching clients. And one of the coaching clients asked me on a coaching call, he's on his way to a presentation, right? And he said, how do I let go of my attachment to the sale? In other words, the attachment to the outcome. Now, like I said, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I've been preaching that your attachment to things is really what causes a lack of production. And so I actually gave him four things that I want to share with you right here about how can you let go of attachment? Like that was his question. Like, how do I let go of the attachment to the sale? I get it conceptually, you know, in terms of a concept, I get that, yes, I should not be attached to it. I can see that me being attached to it is repulsive and it causes the sale not to happen. So I gave him four things that I want to share with you to give you a ton of value on this podcast in a short amount of time. Okay, so without further ado, I want to jump right into them. Number one was this is what I told him. Your need to be liked is what causes the attachment. Your need to be liked. And so I said it basically like this. Your need to be liked is killing your effectiveness. And I'll bet the same is true for you. I fall into this all the time. It's not like I'm perfect. There's a lot of times where I fall into like a walking coma, right? And then all of a sudden I find myself needing to be liked. It's human nature. It's in our DNA. And you need to be able to let go of that. You need to be able to let go of the need to be liked, because that need to be liked is crushing your effectiveness in your business. It's crushing your effectiveness in your relationships. It's killing your life, just so you know. And what you want to be able to do is let go of that need to be liked. It's not about you being liked. It's about you being effective. That's what it's about. And once you can get that, that really helps you to let go of the attachment to the sale or, you know, the outcome. And in my coaching client's circumstance, it was the sale. The second thing is you just need to fall in love with the game, not the outcome, right? Fall in love with the game. I know that when I was playing professional baseball, that was when I finally understood that it wasn't about getting base hits. It wasn't about hitting home runs. It was about falling in love with the game. And I had a manager named Wayne Terwilliger that told me, he used to play for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He played behind Jackie Robinson. He told me, you'll understand one day that striking out and hitting a home run is the same thing. And I thought the guy was crazy. I'm like, okay, because he was one of the oldest managers to ever manage a baseball game. He's like 82 years old, I think. And I was like, okay, I think he's losing it. I don't think he understands. And what he started to show me was the top players in the league. He's like, you see how they strike out? You see how they hit a home run? They look the same exact way no matter what they do. They're not pissed off when they strike out, and they're not like super elated when they hit a home run. With the exception of, you know, I hit the game-winning World Series home run. That's a little different story, right? But for the most part, if you were to just videotape them walking back to the dugout and sitting down in the dugout, you would never be able to tell whether they struck out or hit a home run. And that's because the best, the champions, fall in love with the game and they let the outcomes take care of themselves. They let the chips fall where they may and they just love the process. They fall in love with the game. When you fall in love with the game and you let go of your need to be liked, you become ridiculously influential. And that's the name of the game. The third thing is to start to switch from trying to get somebody to do something to serving. If you're in sales, stop trying to sell people and just start trying to serve. Sales is a contribution. Helping somebody make a decision is one of the most valuable things that you could do. I mean, let's face it. You ever had somebody ask you, where do you want to go to lunch? And you're like, I don't know. Where do you want to go to lunch? And they're like, I don't know. Do you want Chinese or Mexican? You're like, I don't know. Chinese sounds good. But what about Mexican? Like, it takes 15 minutes to figure out where you want to go to lunch. Now to have somebody trying to decide on a product or service, that's a massive value that you can provide. You know that when they finally decide to work with you, they feel better. They're like, oh gosh, okay, I've got a direction. I feel good. So you switching from trying to get them to do it, because it's you trying to get them to do it that gets them to not do it. I hope you understand that, right? It's just like animals. Animals can sense when they're in danger. Well, we're animals. People are animals. They can sense when you're trying to pull one over on them, when you're trying to get them to do something for you. You got to let that go. You got to start thinking to yourself, how can I serve? What's the best scenario for this person? Like, can my product or service definitely help them? Or should I say no? Should I say, we can't help you? You should go somewhere else. You want to feel super powerful? Say no. Say no, you should go over here and benefit them, and you'll feel so powerful because you did the right thing. So let go of trying to get somebody to do something. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. If they're not, they're not. All you want to do is focus on serving them at a high level. And number four, you need to know that everything you want is coming your way, because it is. The reason that you get needy, that you need people to like you, the reason that you get attached to the outcome and you forget about the game, the reason you try to get somebody to do something, is that you have a fear of loss. You fear that if somebody doesn't like you, that will mean this and that'll mean that, and then you're usually six steps from dying, right? If they don't like me, then that means nobody else is going to like me. If nobody else likes me, I'm not going to have any family. If I don't have any family, then I don't feel good about myself and I can't go perform. And if I can't perform, I'm not going to make money. If I can't make money, I'm not going to eat. And if I can't eat, I'm going to die. You're always six steps from death, right? That might have been more than six steps, but you know what I mean. We have this whole meaning that we attach to things because of a fear of loss. But if you can understand that you've always really gotten what you want, if you're listening to this podcast right now, very rarely do you not get what you want. You might not get them in the time that you want because you're so demanding and you want instant gratification, but sooner or later you end up getting what you want. And if you understand that everything you want is coming, whether you get this sale or not, whether they understand what you're saying or not, if you let go of the fear of loss or the fear of consequence, now all of a sudden you start to be a lot more powerful. You start to be a lot more influential. And that is what we're going for. So the question I want to ask you is this. Where are you not taking action on some things? Because that's the truth too, right? There's some things you should be doing, but you're afraid of, if I do it, I will lose. Because you like to win. So my question for you is, where are you not taking action or not being effective on something because of a fear of the consequences that you think might come? And then I want you to address it and let go of that and follow these four steps that I gave you, okay? So that's all I've got for you today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I would be super grateful if you did. And I'm grateful that you were here listening. I hope this helped you a lot. If there's somebody that you know could use this message, please forward it on to them. And if you haven't hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, please come by and say hi. Until next time, go out there every single day and find a way to win. Talk to you guys soon.